It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the NFL Roundup right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone of the Zone Sports Network, powered by KSL Sports. It's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, or I guess as the promo says, Scott Mitchell and the other guy. I'll be the other guy. Scott, the NFL Roundup today brought to you by the good folks at Davis Vision. Time to ditch those glasses and contacts. Call Davis Vision today. Ask for the spring special. Save up to $1,000 if you qualify. Call Robin. To see if you do, 801-253-3080. That's 801-253-3080. Check them out online, DavisVisionMD.com. That's DavisVisionMD.com. Roger Goodell says he's not aware of any of the owners trying to get together to force out Daniel Snyder. I know that he is not aware of it, but, I mean, obviously the owners, it's got to be a 24 A group of 24 owners.
I'm calling BS on this.
Oh, on Roger Goodell? You think Roger Goodell's not telling the truth? What?
No, he's like, it's probably one of those things where he, well, first of all, he's the commissioner. He knows everything. He's not in the dark on any of this. And I'm sure that there's probably been discussion. And it's probably one of those things if you're the owners where you go, Who can I trust? Who can I trust to kind of start this mutiny? And they probably are going around to their buddies and saying, look, Snyder's got to go. How are we going to get him out? And who are the people that are going to boycott us on this? Or who are the people that are going to, you know, balk at this? And let's work with the ones we can, and let's figure out how to convince the other ones that they need to come on board. And I'm sure a lot of these discussions are very hush-hush and private and whatever. But Goodell's going to know about it. There's no way he's not going to not know about it.
If you're getting $60 million a year, you better know about it. I mean, this deals with
Is he getting $60 million now?
Yeah, well, that's the report, right?
Oh.
I mean, it was 52 years ago.
I think in a next life, I want to
you want to be an NFL.
I want to be the NFL commissioner.
Look, the guy gets to go to whatever NFL game he wants, and he gets paid $60 million.
I think commissioners are just weird in general, aren't they? Just weird,
like Adam Silver. You go, yeah. I mean, he studied under the tutelage of David Stern forever.
Who
right?
was weird? I mean, they're all weird. They're just weird.
No, I know. And then like Roger Goodell, what was his thing? Well, he studied under Paul Tagliabue. All that time, he learned the ins and outs of flying around to football games and watching them, watching the hell out of football games. Look, I'm there.
I like Pete Rozelle.
Did you have to, like in Adam Silver's case, I think he's a lawyer. His background. I don't know what Roger Goodell does.
I think they're all lawyers. I think they're all attorneys.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, it wasn't $60 million a year.
Was it 50?
It's $64 million a year, Scott.
Oh, $64 million. Well, then that's
during
okay.
the owner's meeting, Scott, and that was just for 2020, 2021. During an owner's meeting in New York in 2019, 2020, they voted for his salary for 2020, 2021, 2021, 2022 to $128 million. for those 2 years. I don't know what. Why is he worth that? How is that worth anything? The guy who, that's $25 million more than the quarterbacks in your league make.
Yeah, but he has to make those tough decisions.
Oh, by the way, he does have...
Like Deshaun Watson's issue is it's kind of a tough one.
The NFL also provides him with a company jet anytime, anywhere, any place.
For anything? Or just company business?
No questions asked. There you go. Boy, would you rather be Roger Goodell or Roger Goodell? I'm trying to think of a... I can't think of a better gig.
He's got a good thing going.
That's why, listen, when you get booed every time you go up to the podium at the draft, would you take $64 million a year to get booed at every pick of the draft for as long as you live? Yes.
Be happy to. And smile.
I get booed and don't get money.
Yeah. You know it bothers him, though. You know it bothers Goodell because he kind of jokes about it, and it really does get under his skin.
Do you think so? Do you think his ego's that big?
I do, yeah.
I think, like, Jerry Jones is the same way, right?
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Jones, if he gets booed, he's like, what's the problem here? I mean, I'm out here trying to get the Cowboys going, getting wins. Jerry Jr., what are they booing me for? All right. What's up next on the old NFL Roundup? Oh, Zach Wilson. According to Robert Saleh, his head coach there in New York, the Jets' second-year quarterback, former BYU standout, is apparently making big strides. I don't know if I believe that from Robert Saleh.
Well,
and what can you even freaking make in, May? Scott?
I'll tell you the strides. Zach Wilson's gotten heavy. He's now 221 pounds from 208.
But not chubby, right?
No. No, it's all good weight.
Did you see Mac Jones reported to camp? He's like super skinny. And everyone's like, what are you doing? And he said that at Alabama, or just now in the pros, as he got into his first year in the pros, he finally learned about nutrition and his body and putting the right things in his body.
Wow.
How do you learn that? How do you not learn that?
Have you ever been in the South? do you understand how they cook things in the South? In a big old pot of grease.
I know, but these guys go to Alabama knowing that they're trying to get to the NFL, so they're treated like NFL guys.
No, they take things like that are healthy, like vegetables, and they deep fry.
Scott, you and I, as a point of
the deep fry,
as a point of ritual, we go to a barbecue place here locally when we go to the warehouse on Fridays. That's where we show prep.
Yes.
What do I get as my side every time?
Okra.
I get the okra.
Get from the South.
And what do they do?
It's deep fried.
It's fried.
Yeah. Look.
Someone goes, oh, you're getting the healthy thing? Yeah, I'm frying up the and okra has a little bit of that booger consistency in the middle of it. Don't care.
See, I don't want to.
I grew up on the okra, man.
I can't eat okra.
We grew it in our backyard in Texas, and it was just it's slimy.
Can't eat it.
Good stuff, man.
It's just got a bad name too. Okra.
Okra. Fried okra.
Look, Zach Wilson, and I think this is a good thing. And Zach Wilson, you know, talking about having more stamina.
Stanimo is a friend of yours.
Stanimo.
Got some stanimo. No, you can't say it.
No, stanima is like it's like one of those sugar replacements, you know? I put stanima in it.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Makes it taste sweet. I can eat okra with stanima
in it. Some stanima on it?
Sure.
Doctors say don't use too much stanima as it could cause some diarrhea.
So,
Side effects include.
I could use that, too. I'm a little backed
don't
up.
Don't use
right
stanima
now.
If you're pregnant or may become pregnant. I always love that.
So, Zach... we seem to forget this. He's 6'3".
And he's legit. Like, I stand next to him, and I'm like, oh.
But he feels like he's petite. You know, he feels like this shorter player. I don't know what it is.
It's because of that baby face look.
It is. It's a lot of it. But adding just a little bit of extra weight for him is not going to hurt him at all. Because the thing with him is, you know, it's all about being healthy and staying healthy and being able to take shots in the NFL, and we'll see if it plays out. You know,
isn't that funny? There we go. Yeah, he was 208, but now he's 221. Now he's getting serious. He's put on 12 pounds. He's put on 13 pounds. He's serious. Okay. Next up on the old NFL Roundup here, Scott. Tampa Bay linebacker Devin White says Super Bowl or bust for the Buccaneers this year.
Well, they certainly know how to get to the Super Bowl and win it. And I think they were a team that goes, look, we lost to the Rams.
By a skosh.
Yeah, who won the Super Bowl. And there's really no reason why we can't be one of those teams that's there. The fact that Brady came back, I'm sure if Tom Brady hadn't come back, I don't think they're saying that same tune.
Tampa Bay wins 2 out of 3 years of Super Bowl. It would just be impossible for you to tell me that Tom Brady isn't the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, I think you're saying that now.
I think people have already said it, yes. But there are people
the thing I like about...
We always go, yeah, but he doesn't have that... The arm strength isn't the greatest. He's old. He's never been athletic.
And,
yes.
But that's what I love about Tom Brady, is Tom Brady has done the thing that you're supposed to do as a quarterback, and that's make good decisions and throw the ball at the right place at the right time. And he does that, and he's done that better than anyone. And he's a fiery competitor. And he's one of those guys that makes the people around him better. You've seen that in Tampa Bay. You saw that with the Patriots. And that's just a special player that can do that.
Scott, I always love these stories. The quarterback story. It's Jordan Love, local connection, former Aggie. Jordan Love is taking first-team reps for the Green Bay Packers during OTAs, which, of course, means nothing when it's OTAs and the obvious starting quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. Are first team reps and OTAs really first team reps, Scott? Of course not.
Reps are reps, right? And anytime you can get those reps, especially when you're a guy who hasn't got a lot of them, I mean, you really take them. But reps really aren't all equal, right? They're just not. Reps under pressure in a game that matters, those are the best reps. That's the best way to learn, is through that game experience, having to make decisions at game speed. Can't replicate it, certainly in an OTA in a pair of shorts. You just can't. But it is a rep, and there's some value. And if I'm Jordan Love, I'm finding every opportunity I can to take as many reps as I possibly can so that when I do get in the game, I play at a much more efficient level than I've shown so far.
First-team reps in OTAs with a bunch of other first-team guys who will not be on the first team when the season rolls around.
Reps are reps.
Fine. All right, let's take the break. We'll come back. When we return, we've got our two-minute drill here. Hey, the Jazz, just minutes ago, revealing what their summer workouts are going to be, their pre-draft workout guys are going to be. A couple of recognizable names on there. We'll share that with you next. Stay with us on Rival Continues, 97.5 1280 The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.